For years, corporations in New York State have gotten huge tax breaks for promising to create new jobs. In some cases, big businesses have threatened to move to another state and take their jobs with them unless they got a deal on taxes. And economic development agencies have been all too willing to oblige. But a new website launched today shows that these same corporations hardly ever create the promised jobs. GettingOurMoneysWorth.org features a hall of shame, giving details of how corporations, from big banks to luxury apartment developers, have gamed New York's economic development system. Natalie Allegre is with Align, the Alliance for a Greater New York, and a lead organizer of the Getting Our Money's Worth campaign.
Around the state, every year, New York State and local governments spend $3 billion in corporate subsidies in the name of job creation. And according to our analysis, we know that too much of this money is wasted on corporations that completely fail to create jobs or community benefits. In the largest program, IDAs, about one half of subsidized corporations actually fail to create a single job, even though they receive huge subsidies.
Here in New York City, one of the biggest is the Bank of America. What's been their record?
They are inductees for the Corporate Tax Dodgers Hall of Shame, which we released this week. Merrill Lynch, back in 1997, received huge subsidies from the local IDA, the New York City Economic Development Corporation, and the state-level Empire State Development. I think it was something like $28 million to supposedly retain 9,000 jobs at their World Financial Center location and create an extra 2,000 jobs. And they promised to do this by the end of June of 2012. 2 months ago, we learned that actually they have had a failing record. They have not reached their job creation targets. They are about 6,000 jobs short of their commitments. And on top of that, even though they received a tax break to expand at the World Financial Center location, they're actually moving uptown to the Bank of America Tower. So this is another case of taxpayers subsidizing big banks that are just moving around the city and are not even creating the jobs they promised to create with the money.
One of the names that jumped out at me on the GettingOurMoneysWorth.org website was Carl Paladino, the former Republican gubernatorial candidate. He is the recipient of massive tax breaks. What's his record?
Yes, Carl Paladino, even though, as we all know, he complains often about big government and this and that and a tax welfare, he actually lives off the taxpayer's dime. He has received tax breaks for almost all of the different projects that he has embarked upon in Western New York, everything from luxury waterfront condos to office buildings to all sorts of different projects in Buffalo and the surrounding area. And often we know that they don't actually create jobs. There is one silly example in which a project received about $1 million and only created one job. So it's yet another example. And if people go to GettingOurMoneysWorth.org, they'll see many others of how taxpayers are subsidizing people or corporations that don't actually create jobs or any kinds of community benefits, especially outrageous at a time when budgets are being slashed and we're all being told that we don't have any money to pay for schools, for infrastructure, for all the important public services we all rely on, yet the state seems to have money for people who are going to be coming up and saying they're going to create jobs but actually don't.
How are these economic development corporations created? Where does their authority come from?
They are usually sponsored by either local governments or by the state, and they are often set up as public benefit corporations or public authorities. It's very shady kind of entities that are quasi-private, quasi-public, and around the state there's hundreds of them. There's IDAs, there's economic development corporations, capital resource corporations, all kinds of things. But basically what people need to know is that there's too many of them. They have overlapping jurisdictions and functions, and they are really oftentimes outside the accountability and oversight that they need to be under. They have huge powers when it comes to giving tax breaks. Often they're made up of 7 to 10 people, boards that have, again, all kinds of powers to give tax breaks, and there's very little in the sense of actually talking about the criteria for how we dole out these subsidies. So they are overlapping around the state, and people will not be surprised to find many of them in their own communities that are given tax breaks and doing things that are shady and not often in the interest of the taxpayers.
are those who serve on these economic development corporations and authorities, which are notorious in New York for being unregulated and unaccountable, are they often in positions where they have a conflict of interest?
It's been known, yes, especially in upstate. You have a board where the majority of people will be other real estate developers, and sometimes they will have one or two people either from the community, from organized labor, from other kinds of organizations. That's actually one of the things that we're proposing needs to be reformed, is to have more perspectives be truly represented in these boards. We want not only real estate developers, but also people from the community, from labor, from the school boards that are directly affected by corporate subsidies and tax breaks to be part of the conversation, and that they have to have real voice in deciding who we're giving our public dollars to.
So what is the goal here? What do you hope to be able to accomplish with this website, and how can people help to bring these economic development corporations under control?
The first step, of course, is visiting the website. It's at gettingourmoneysworth.org, and they should sign the petition. We are looking to continue to educate, to get people engaged. We really want to make this issue an electoral issue this year for all the New York State races that are happening. And we also are looking to have this issue be a priority in the next legislative session. There'll be plenty of opportunities to get engaged. This is only the first round of corporations that are being inducted into the Hall of Shame. We have live inductions happening. 6 are on the state this week only. We will continue to call out these corporations and make this issue a real problem that needs to get fixed by our elected officials. We're also in the future going to be releasing a Hall of Fame for corporations that have actually delivered both on job creation promises and other community investments. They're, of course, way harder to find around the state, but there are examples of when we have common sense reforms attached to our system that we actually are able to publicly invest in things that are going to lift all of us up and not just line the pockets of the 1% and of the wealthy.
Natalie Allegri is a lead organizer of the Getting Our Money's Worth campaign, a project of the Alliance for a Greater New York. Again, the Corporate Tax Dodgers Hall of Shame can be found at gettingourmoneysworth.org.